take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels make you crazy. Come on, baby, don't say maybe. I got to know if your sweet love's gonna save me.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A ruling expected in June after the Supreme Court took arguments Tuesday on approval more than 20 years ago of mifepristone, a chemical compound now used in the majority of abortions. Their religious sensibilities offended, opponents had sued.
Justices Ketanji Brown Jackson, Sonia Sotomayor, even Neil Gorsuch suggested there are already protections for religious conscience under federal law. Doctors can, of course, object to perform a certain procedure or treat a certain type of patient if it violates their religion. And so there was a lot of wonder about why didn't these doctors invoke those protections in this case if they had real concerns.
ABC's Devin Dwyer. Officials in Baltimore suspended the search for six workers who were plunged into the water when an out-of-control container ship slammed into the Key Bridge, destroying it. One ticket purchased in New Jersey won last night's billion-dollar Mega Millions jackpot. This is ABC News. More attempted delay by Donald Trump. A day after the judge in the hush money case denied a bid for further delay and set jury selection for April 15th, Trump again sought a new delay based on what the filing calls exceptionally prejudicial pretrial publicity. On Tuesday, that judge issued a gag order barring Trump from commenting publicly about witnesses, prosecutors, court staff, and jurors. Judge Juan Merchan declaring Trump has a history of threatening, inflammatory, denigrating remarks. Separately, the election interference case in Georgia continues to move forward.
He's still fighting to disqualify the prosecutor behind his Georgia election interference case, but the judge has decided to move things forward and has scheduled a hearing on Thursday.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. Trump is now selling the Christian Holy Bible on his social media. The God Bless the USA Bible, selling for $60. Instructions on displaying it properly, not included. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Good morning, boys and girls. We welcome you to Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. We'll have a look at your midweek forecast in a moment.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly
Oh,
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Light in the Milk House show. And for Phil Nee, I'm Adam Hess. And our meteorologist is Tony Schumacher, calling for cloudy conditions, some sun developing later today, breezy and cool with winds up to 22 miles per hour, a high just at 37. Cold tonight, clearing a low of 18. Mostly sunny, seasonable, 46 tomorrow, 23 Thursday night. Friday, we're back to 56, and for the weekend, 50 on Saturday, light rain in the morning. Sunday, a high of 51 degrees. We're at our morning low currently with cloudy skies. It's 26 degrees. You're listening to the Weekday Wake Up with Phil Nee.
With Phil Nee.
Playing the part of Philip J. Nee this week is Adam D. Hess.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
We're going through a music revolution. Hippies say they'll overcome us all. But while they're blowing smoke and air pollution, we're hanging on with help from Geritol. They're rounding up the squares in California. They're picking off our heroes in New York. But they'll never take away our champagne music as long as Lawrence Welk can pop his cork. Polka in Milwaukee, still do the waltz in Tennessee, still picking bluegrass in Kentucky with old-fashioned country harmony. So give me some beer, drinking music, and play that double eagle march for me. Big wheels at the network started spinning. The verdict was that hee-haw had to go. Cause city slickers don't believe in grinning. And who the heck needs jokes in Kokomo? They canceled all the singing and the picking. But the stubborn little donkey wouldn't leave. And that little fella still alive and kicking. Polka in Milwaukee, still do the waltz in Tennessee, still picking bluegrass in Kentucky with old-fashioned country harmony. So give me some beer, drinking music, and let me hear that one or two or three while we swing to that good old country music. For hee-haw is good enough for me. Yes, hee-haw is good enough for me.
Passing in review. Impossible though things may get, improbable I will forget. Indelible memories of sweet, lovable you. Indelible memories of sweet, lovable you.
Those old invisible tears from Ned Miller as we start your midweek get-together. Thanks for making us a part of your weekday. It's 5:11. It's chilly. We're at 27.
She only knew what I was thinking. If she only knew what was in my head. Why can't she see?
I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that great tomb that knows no sound. But I'm still around. I'll always be around, 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 around. I fly a starship across the universe divide. And when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again. Or I may simply be a single drop of rain. But I will remain. And I'll be back again and again and again.
Dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. Left the city in a pickup truck, gonna make some dreams come true. Yeah, they rolled out west with a wild sunsets and the coyote bays at the moon. Della and the dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo.
That cat could talk, what tales he tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well.
And he never said a mumbling word. Down Tucson way, there's a small cafe where they play a little cowboy tune. And the guitar picker was a friend of mine by the name of Randy Boone. Yeah, Randy played her a sweet love song, and Della got a fire in her eyes. The dealer had a knife, and the dog had a gun, and the cat had a shot of rye.
Tales he tell about Della and the dealer and the dog was well.
But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. Yeah, the dealer was a killer, he was evil and mean, and he was jealous of the fire in her eyes. He snorted his coat through a century note, and he swore that Boone would die. And the stage was set when the lights went out, there was death in Tucson town. Two shadows ran for the far back door, and one stayed on the ground.
If that cat could talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well.
But the cat was cool, and he never said a mumbling word. Two shadows ran from the bar that night, and a dog and a cat ran too. And the tires got hot on the pickup truck as down the road they flew. It was Della and her lover and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. Left Tucson in a pickup truck, gonna make some dreams come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If that cat could talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well.
But the cat was cool. Never said a mumbling word.
That cat could talk.
That's classic Hoyt Axton from 1979. Remember his appearance on WKRP in Cincinnati, man? That was a good, I think, a couple of shows. I believe it was a two-parter he was on. Anyway, great time there. And
Great singing as well, Della and the Dealer. Good morning, 520 is the time. We're at 28 degrees. No precipitation in the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge. However, we did receive 32 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday in pretty much an all-day rain.
The market was steady this past week at Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola. Holstein calves sold from 510 to 620 per pound. Crossbred calves from 610 to 720, and light calves from $1.20 to $2.50 per pound. Slaughter cows sold from 84 to $1.22, with one doubtful health cow at 50 cents. Bulls sold from $1.25 to $1.28, and the feeder cattle market was untested. The hay market this week saw inside round bales of hay from $65 to $90 per bale, outside round bales of hay from $60 to $75 per bale, and round bales of corn fodder and soybean fodder from $25 to $32. The next special feeder cattle sale will be Friday, April 5th at 1 p.m. Already consigned are 700 to 800-pound black cattle, weaned and vaccinated, 25 4- to 500-pound Holstein steers with double shots and on grain, and 12 Holstein steers weighing from 950 to 1,000 pounds. If you have cattle to sell or are looking to buy grass cattle for the summer, give Jim, Colton, or Darren a call at Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola.
Spring is a season of growth and rebirth. Spring is when soil is prepared, crops are planted, and hopes for a successful harvest are renewed. It's a time to watch crops emerge and be prepared to battle weeds and pests. And it's time to be thankful for the men and women who do the work of agriculture. This salute to our farm families is provided by Riverdale Veterinary Clinic, a full-service veterinary clinic dedicated to the health and well-being of your large and small animals. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Viola has provided competitive livestock prices since 1963. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, give Darren, Cole, or Jim a call today. Lime Ridge Ag was established in 1986 to provide livestock feed and nutritional services, Rob Seco seed, and grain storage equipment. And Southwest Tech, agriculture is filled with opportunities. Check out your options at swtc.edu/ag. Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
It's always truck month at Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center. We've got trucks. Regular cab, double cab, and crew cabs. Custom, LT, LTZ or High Country, Duramax, Turbomax 5.3 and 6.2 motors. See the inventory, including 30 pre-owned trucks at joneschev.com. Schedule a test drive, schedule service, chat with a representative, and get a value for your trade-in. Whether it's our body shop, parts, service, or sales, Jones Chevrolet Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Good morning, 5:23 is the time. We're at 28 degrees in Richland Center. Time to take a quick look at sports, as NFL owners were busy this week approving a series of rule changes that address player safety, overhaul and kickoff, and expanding the use of instant replay. Team owners have approved a new rule that will take what essentially has become a dead play and make it an integral part of the game again. The major overhaul to special teams has been in the works for years. Now, it takes some elements of kickoff rules used in the XFL and tweaks them for use in the NFL beginning in 2024. Now, there were 1,970 touchbacks on kickoffs a season ago. Those all could now be returns. There are 92 fair catches last season. That's no longer allowed. Any ball caught in the field of play must be returned. The Arizona Diamondbacks and pitcher Jordan Montgomery have agreed on a $25 million deal. Los Angeles Dodger manager Dave Roberts is optimistic that Shohei Ohtani will become closer with his teammates in the absence of his former interpreter, constant companion, and now disgraced gambler Ippe Mizuhara. All those stories leading up to the first day of baseball for the Brewers anyway, coming up tomorrow on the East Coast. They will play the Mets. Things didn't go so well for Milwaukee last night. They hosted the Lakers without LeBron James. It took double overtime. The Lakers beat Milwaukee 128-124. Golden State a 113-92 win over at Miami. OKC 119, New Orleans 112. And Dallas thumped Sacramento 132-96. That's a look at sports brought to you by members of the Sports Boosters.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is your one-stop shop for vehicle sales and service. From oil changes to brakes, engine to transmission repair, they'll get you back on the road. Title Works provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area and is proud to support our local youth. And WCCU Credit Union offers competitive savings rates and low-interest loans, helping you build a better life. Member NCUA.
You're listening to the Weekday Wake Up with Phil Nee.
With Phil Nee.
Playing the part of Philip J. Nee this week is Adam D. Hess.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
This Farm News and Market Report is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Ripples of bridge collapse. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The director of the Soy Transportation Coalition warns the U.S. agricultural supply chain could feel ripple effects from the Baltimore bridge collapse. Mike Steenhook tells Brownfield ocean vessels like the one that struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge early Tuesday typically make multiple stops.
So the impact of this is not just going to be confined to Baltimore. Obviously, that's ground zero. That's where the problem will be most acutely felt. But it's also going to have an impact on these other port regions.
He says ships currently berthed at the port are essentially trapped until debris can be cleared. The Texas Agriculture Commissioner says there are many unknowns about the impacts of highly pathogenic avian influenza in cattle. Sid Miller says the illness being reported in the Texas Panhandle has lasted up to 10 days per case, and the cows testing positive are isolated. Once those cows have recovered, they can return to the herd.
Not treated like, chickens or poultry that gets bird flu, as it depopulates the whole flock.
Miller says migrating waterfowl have contaminated the ponds where cows get water, and he's certain avian flu is the mystery illness that's been affecting dairy cattle. A group of biofuel supporters are asking the Environmental Protection Agency to provide an emergency summer waiver for E15 quickly. In a letter, the group says there are extreme and unusual circumstances happening across the world that are affecting fuel supplies, and allowing the summertime sale of E15 would be cost-effective for U.S. consumers, contribute to energy security, and support America's farmers and rural communities. The groups ask EPA to implement emergency waivers on a temporary basis effective May 1st. Seed salesmen say there are no big shifts in planting plans. Brownfield's Larry Lee has more from the WPS Farm Show in Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
With commodity prices low and margins tight, some seed salesmen tell Brownfield most farmers are sticking to their rotation plans. Ben Pisto manages sales in Wisconsin for Beck's Hybrids.
If we really look at the seed purchase for this coming spring, we're not seeing any real big changes. It seems like the rotations are staying on par with what history would suggest.
Pisto says farmers are asking about alfalfa, and when it comes to corn traits, fewer farmers are asking about drought tolerance and tar spot than last year.
We have that pretty figured out as an industry. The thing now that guys are looking for are rootworm traits.
The USDA's prospective plantings report comes out Thursday. In Oshkosh, Wisconsin, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
And a late month snowstorm and rain put a halt to early field work in Wisconsin. The USDA says prior to that shift in weather, warm, dry conditions allowed farmers to get in the fields, tilling and applying manure ahead of planting, with wheat and alfalfa starting to green in southern parts of the state and minimal winter freeze damage reported. For more on these stories and other news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
Brownfield farm broadcasters are on the ground at state, national, and sometimes international events throughout the year, providing timely and relevant news to its audience. They utilize several social media platforms and digital channels to engage with viewers and listeners and stay up to date with agricultural news. Brownfield, a brand farmers and ranchers know and trust. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, safely drive that automobile. Eyes on the road, hands on the wheel. Safely drive that automobile, eyes on the road, hands on the wheel. Eyes on the road, hands on the wheel.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
Some scattered direct cash cattle business on Tuesday, and cash hogs into the day lower.
Good morning. I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity picked up a little on Tuesday. Some early deals were reported in Kansas at $186 live. It's too early in the week and too small of numbers to determine if that will be an accurate price trend. Bid surfaced at $184 live. Asking prices were around $188 plus live in the south. While the north was quiet, look for more business to develop over the balance of the week at the West Point Livestock Auction in Nebraska. Compared to 2 weeks ago, steers were slightly lower and heifers were trending steady, the USDA says. Demand was strong with a good number of buyers, both in-house and online. Medium and large one-feeder steers, 859 to 892 pounds, brought 240 to 246.50. Feeder steers, 910 to 923 pounds, brought 243.25 to 245.50. Medium and large one-feeder heifer, 656 to 697 pounds, brought $244 to $266. Boxed beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for solid offerings. Choice was 20 cents higher at $311.09. Select closed $1.70 lower at $326. Estimated cattle slaughter was 125,000 head, up 3,000 on the weekend, down nearly 1,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with solid negotiated purchases. While lower Tuesday, the cash hog market has found some support recently. Demand for U.S. pork has been solid on the global market and is finding some strength domestically as well. All eyes are on Thursday's quarterly hogs and pigs report, especially production efficiency. Meanwhile, the industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights, along with the inconsistent pork values. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 54 cents lower with a weighted average of 80.63. The Iowa Minnesota was down 55 cents with a weighted average of 80.62. And the Western Corn Belt closed $1.58 lower with a weighted average of 79.59. Pork values into the day lower, down 41 cents at 95.33. Bellies were sharply lower. An estimated hog slaughter was 490,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and up nearly 9,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were sharply lower on speculative and technical selling. And lean hog futures into the day mixed, watching demand and waiting for Thursday's quarterly inventory numbers. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
When we told growers that Bayer Premium Trifold herbicide for corn delivers visibly clean fields for up to 8 weeks, they were a bit skeptical.
We'll see how it works.
So we decided to prove it. We set up cameras in multiple cornfields, treated them with Trifold, and filmed for 24 hours a day. For 8 weeks, we saw a variety of weather conditions, and Trifold worked. See for yourself at trivoltinaction.com. Trifold is a restricted-use pesticide. Consult your state pesticide regulator for specific restrictions. Read and follow pesticide label directions.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge. But with the enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Direct cattle business was quiet Tuesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans were down on profit taking. May beans were 10 and a quarter lower at $11.99, and July was down 9 and a quarter at $12.12.5. Corn continues to watch weather ahead of widespread planting. May was down 5 and a quarter at $4.32.5. July was 6 and a quarter lower at $4.45. Live and feeder cattle fell sharply on speculative and technical selling. April live is down 310 at 183.10. June was 322 lower at 178.37. April feeders were down $5 at $245.45. And hogs were mixed out of Thursday's quarterly inventory report. April lean was up 42 cents at 85.57. June hogs were down 32 at 101.35. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farmers have options when it comes to maximizing yield potential and protecting their crops from yield-robbing pests. In this CAB conversation, Samantha Brantner, DeKalb Technical Agronomist, shares how growers can protect yields from those early season pests.
What the VT4 Pro is going to bring is the highest level of protection for above and below ground. When you're looking at that above ground protection, it's going to be very comparable to our Tricepta. We're going to get increased protection compared to corn earworm, the western bean cutworm. And that western bean cutworm was one for us here in Wisconsin that was really, really prevalent.
And she says there is a new seed treatment to protect against nematodes.
N314. That is really the first time that our industry has seen dual mode of action using a chemistry and a biological product specifically focusing on nematodes.
To learn more, go to DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, green marketing, and other stewardship practices. 2024 Peer Group, all rights reserved.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business, hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sale every Friday morning starting at 9. This week's sale is an all-beef sale, new crop calf yearling sale. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Don't miss out on slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves.
Improving the lives of migrant and seasonal farm workers today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Migrant and seasonal farm workers are not only willing to do the kind of work that most of us would never consider doing, their lifestyle is also filled with challenges. It's why the Great Lakes Center for Farm Worker Health and Well-Being exists at the University of Chicago. Linda Forst is the director.
If we don't have migrant farm labor or immigrant farm labor from south of the U.S. border, we don't have very solid agriculture in the United States, and we need that. So we need to figure out a way to support that and make sure that the workers' rights are met in the space and they're protected. So that's the best for them, and that's the best for us.
I asked Forrest about the emphasis on well-being.
You know, their whole lives are centered around this work during the time that they're contracted to do that work. And so every aspect of their life impacts their social well-being, right? And they really require external supports in order to be able to manage that, I would think.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Spring is here, and it is a great time to bring in your riding lawnmower, push mower, or tiller to have them tuned up and ready for your lawn or garden needs this year. Also, if you're looking for a new mower, stop in and see the many different styles we have to choose from. So stop in at our Richland Center store and see the guys in the shop to get you ready for this mowing and tilling season. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Good morning, this is Andy from Equity Livestock with the market results from March the 25th. We had 371 head today, 40 head of fat cattle day. High yielding choice Holstein steers, 161 to 171. Choice Holstein steers, 150 to 160. Select and unfinished steers and heifers, 149 and down. 96 head of slaughter cows day. The top 20% bring 117 to 141. The middle 60, 96 to 116. And the bottom 20%, 95 and down. Three bulls day. Most bulls, 110 to 129. 214 head of calves day. The top 80% Holstein bull calves bring 460 to 710. Quality Holstein heifer calves 290 and down. Quality beef calves 300 to 960. And the light poor quality calves 140 and down. And don't forget we have a feeder sale on Thursday. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hipsch from Equity Livestock.
I'm Nicole Heslop with Brownfield's Dairy Update. The Texas Agriculture Commissioner says there are many unknowns about the impacts of highly pathogenic avian influenza in cattle. Sid Miller says the illness being reported in the Texas Panhandle has lasted up to 10 days and the cows testing positive are isolated. Once those cows have recovered, they can return to the herd.
Not treated like chickens or poultry that get the bird flu as it depopulates the whole flock.
Miller says migrating waterfowl have contaminated the ponds where cows get water. Older lactating dairy cows are most susceptible to the virus, and he says it's unclear why HPAI isn't affecting younger cattle. However, a veterinarian with the University of Missouri Extension says a mysterious illness being reported in dairy cows in Texas and Kansas could be more than HPAI. Scott Polk tells Brownfield, USDA says HPAI is likely part of the problem. But
or maybe it might be what tipped the cows over into the problem, but right now they don't believe this is the sole cause.
And he says farmers should contact their local veterinarian if cattle exhibit any of the following symptoms.
Decreased milk production, their appetite goes down, their rumen doesn't work like it should, the milk becomes almost like colostrum, and the manure of the cow, it tightens up.
Milk futures in the Chicago Mercantile Exchange were mostly higher Tuesday. April Class 3 milk a dime higher at $15.89. May, a nickel higher at $16.37. June also up 5 cents at $17.09. July, 4 cents higher at $17.76. Dry whey was up a half a cent at 40 cents. Blocks down a quarter of a cent at $1.42.5. Barrels up 3/4 at $1.43.75. Butter down 3 1/4 at $1.82. And non-fat dry milk unchanged at $1.12.25. I'm Nicole Heslop with Brownfield.
It's time for the Wisconsin Corn Growers Check Off Check-In.
Shane Goplin joins us. What is the U.S. Grains Council?
The U.S. Grains Council, it's an interesting organization that I really didn't know much about before becoming on the board. I would not be able to be a grain farmer today without organizations such as the U.S. Grains Council, because they are the organization that is looking for new uses for our grain. Their mission is developing markets, enabling trade, and improving lives. They're working 24 hours a day with 9 other offices throughout the world, plus headquartered in D.C., building the relationship with potential buyers throughout the world. Our government, they're not out there finding new buyers. They're going to be involved with the trade deals and to be meeting one-on-one with new buyers. That's where we need organizations like the U.S. Grains Council.
To learn more about your Wisconsin checkoff programs, visit wicorn.org.
You're listening to the Weekday Wake Up with Phil Nee.
With Phil Nee.
Playing the part of Philip J. Nee this week is Adam D. Hess.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Well, when I was a young man and never been kissed, I got to thinking it over how much I had missed. So I got me a girl and I kissed her and then... Oh Lordy, well I kissed her again, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Sweeter than wine.
Well, I asked her to marry and be my sweet wife. I told her we'd be so happy for the rest of her life. I begged her and I pleaded like a natural man, and in the whoops, oh Lordy, well she gave me her hand, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Sweeter than wine.
Well, we worked very hard, both me and my wife, working hand in hand to have a good life. We had corn in the field and wheat in the bin, and in the whoops, oh Lord, I was the father of twins, because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Wine, sweeter than wine.
Well, our children ain't numbered just about 4, and they all had a sweetheart knocking at the door. They all got married and they wouldn't hesitate. I was a whoops, oh Lord, the grandfather of 8, because she had kisses sweeter. wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Sweeter than wine.
Well, now that I'm old and I'm ready to go, I get to thinking what happened a long time ago. Had a lot of kids, a lot of trouble and pain, but then whoops, oh Lordy, will I do it all again? Because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Brewhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single-origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brewhaha Roasters coffee today.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the Lobster Feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring, and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists are experts in complete collision repair, paint matching, and restoration. Call 375-4434. Your hometown A&W serves juicy burgers, melty curds, and root beer floats. The double cheeseburger combo is only $7.99. Enjoy the place and the taste that will bring you back. The Paisley Star Quilt Shop and Country Depot has all of your quilting gifts and decor. Be sure to like the Paisley Star, Highway 61, on Facebook. And Boscobel Lumber is your small town yard where service matters, from new construction to remodeling. Let Boscobel Lumber help you with free estimates.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, definitely a blustery, chilly day across the region with polar air moving through, so temperatures will be a good 10 to 12 degrees below normal, and we'll see a fair amount of cloud cover. Now, it looks like tomorrow much more sunshine can be expected with high pressure building in, so after a cold start, things will moderate fairly nicely tomorrow afternoon. Friday will be even milder as south winds develop across the region ahead of the next weather system. That'll bring us a chance of some moisture by Friday night as that system slides through. Could be maybe a tenth inch or so of rain, and that would be ending early Saturday. Most of the weekend should be fairly quiet, just a few peaks of sun here and there. Then another storm system passing south of us Sunday night and Monday could bring some more showers to our region. Exactly how heavy, though, remains in question. Temperatures will be just a bit below normal early next week. So here's that forecast for today. Cloud cover with a few breaks of sun developing. Breezy and cool, high at 37. West wind 12 to 22. Clearing and chilly tonight, low near 18. Mostly sunny and seasonal tomorrow, a bit breezy, high at 46. West wind 10 to 15. On Friday, partly sunny and mild, low at 23, high 56. A good chance of light rain Friday night. Saturday, light rain ending early in the morning, staying mostly cloudy, low 36 with a high of 50. And Sunday, a few peaks of sunshine, low 29, high 51. Chance of light rain coming in Sunday night. And Monday, cloudy with rain likely, low at 34, high 47. Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of light showers, low at 33, with a high near 46. So again, today's high 37, mostly to partly cloudy and breezy. Have yourself a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
We're currently up a couple from our morning low of 26. We're at 28 degrees with mostly cloudy conditions. The high yesterday was 53, and as mentioned, the morning low 26 so far. We received 33 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday. No precipitation to talk about today. The record high from 1989, we tied it in 2012, was 77. The record low, four above, from 1960. 1 year ago, 52 was the high, 24 the low. Sunrise today at 6:53, sunset at 7:22, sunrise tomorrow at 6:51. We have a southwest wind between 10 and 12 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is on the rise at 29.88, and as mentioned, no precipitation to report. The high yesterday, 53, our morning low so far, 26. Mostly cloudy, 28 degrees currently.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000.
Listen for your chance to qualify on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
It's time for a news update on WRCO, sponsored today by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunity for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual worker. And by Richland Mobile Mart, the West Side Handy Stop.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.